Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world that whispers the morose tales of its own demise, the spirit of human ingenuity still echoes through the barren expanses. It's a silent symphony of survival, a testament to the stricken resilience that humankind displays even when the melody of life seems nothing but a distant memory. In the heart of desolation, where the environment has screamed its last, we find stories of innovation and sheer willpower. Once a symphony of bustling metropolises, our world is now a hushed remnant, its vibrant soundtracks replaced by the parched crackling of arid earth under a relentless sun. The enduring drought, so vividly depicted previously in Nocturnal Humanity, adapting to extremes of endless drought, has catalyzed an unexpected transformation of the human condition. As day becomes a realm of reprieve and night, the center of activity, our very essence is shrouded in an everlasting twilight. Amidst this transition, the resilient seeds of creativity have taken root. There have been astounding breakthroughs in hydroponic systems that utilize the scant humidity of the air, an act of scientific defiance against the drought's death grip. The streets may be silent, but within the discreet confines of these New Age gardens, life thrums with a defiant energy. "To survive is to adapt. To adapt is to innovate," murmurs a scientist from the shade of her indoor farm, a jungle of artificial lights and mist. Her work is emblematic of the human capacity to find hope in hopelessness, turning the desolate indoors into verdant spaces of nourishment and life. She is not alone. There are others who, by necessity, have become artisans of the underground. Their work, often characterized by reclaimed materials and renewable energies, showcases that the brilliance of human craftsmanship can bloom in the darkest of times. It's not just about food and energy, though. The human spirit craves a semblance of normalcy, a touchstone to the world that was. Hence, we witness the rise of subterranean social hubs, where people exchange ideas, barter goods, and nurture their cultural roots through whispered storytelling and silent cinema. Media without sound, yet with profound impact, adapted to not disrupt the fragile silence of survival. Yet despite the ingenuity, these are mere echoes of a time when humans shaped the world. Now, amidst vast stretches of abandonment, where nature reclaims its territory with a quiet vengeance, the vigor of human creativity must be sought out like hidden treasures. Here, lonely inventors scavenge the relics of a more prosperous era, cobbling together devices designed for a world that no longer exists. They engineer tools that do not roar to life, but instead hum in hushed efficiency. The quandary remains profound. As brilliance flickers in the gloomy corners of a world tethering on the brink, one has to wonder, what is the sound of innovation when there is no one left to hear it? We innovate not to bring back what was lost, but to ensure we don't lose everything, shares a nocturnal farmer as he tenderly tends to his drought-resistant crops under the cover of darkness. Our ingenuity is the only legacy worth leaving behind. In a silent world, survival might have hushed the symphony of life, but not the murmuring resilience of humanity. Still, as ingenuity becomes a desperate whisper against the howling echoes of our past neglect, we are reminded that even the most determined innovation is but a quiet counterpoint to the overwhelming silence of a world on the brink of surrendering to its own undoing.